It's your girl Brittany here, and welcome to Brit Positive Podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I hope you guys are doing well out there. To keep up with us here, you can follow us on Instagram and Twitter, and you can listen to us on YouTube, Spotify, Apple, Anchor, you name it, we're there. And if you're listening to us on YouTube, then click that subscribe button and notification bell as well to get notified to see when we post it. And if you're listening to us on Spotify, Apple, or Anchor, you can click that follow button to join the Brit Positive Fam Bam and download this podcast so you can listen to it on the go. All the links are down below so you can join in spreading the positivity with us. Now for our Brit Positive quote of the day. Instead of saying I'm damaged, I'm broken, say I'm healing, I'm rediscovering myself, I'm starting over. I thought this was very encouraging just for those of you guys who are dealing with any negativity or negative thinking. So just reverse it and turn it into a positive. So we are still continuing our weekly podcast for this month of February. And thank you guys for joining us again. This has been so much fun. I know the Monday thing hasn't been working so far because it's just been something new all the time. But Monday we had Valentine's Day, and then it was my brother's birthday yesterday, so it was just a lot of celebration so far in this week. But we are back in business. We're here to spread more positivity for you guys, so let's get into it. Joining me on this episode is my brother, who is awesome as always, Andre. Let's give it up for him.
Hello, it's good to be back, just walking into the room and gonna start this podcast.
Okay, so this episode, we're basically going to talk about shows that we are looking forward to watching or shows we have seen and suggest you guys should watch them. So, you know, Dre, I couldn't do this without Dre, as you already know. So that is what we're here to do. So I'll start off by saying I'm excited to see Uncharted. Now, I'm not familiar with the video games, so that's your department. You've played them. I think I've seen you playing it. Played it once though. I'm not 100% sure.
Well, to be fair though, I have them. I don't think I've really actually played them.
No, you're a poser, Dre. You're a poser.
It's not even like that. It was for free on PlayStation Plus, so I just like, hey, why not download it? So I have them. I haven't played them.
Okay. Wait. So isn't the movie out though?
No, it's not out yet.
It's out.
It's not out yet.
Wait,
at the time of this recording, it is not out yet. It's coming out this Friday.
You're right. You're right. I am hoping to see it though. And another, you know, I don't know. I'm just excited to see Tom Holland and Mark Wahlberg. I want to see how they are on the screen. I don't know, man. That's like new generation and old generation coming together. But it's not like Spider-Man, so you can't, it may not work for everything. So, you know, but I am a little hyped to see that just because I like a good action movie and, you know, something that looks unrealistic, I guess. It kind of takes you away from reality for a moment. So I think this movie would do its justice in that because it's supposed to be like a video game and video games do that too. They make us feel we're in a virtual world and just, you know, being able to jack people and, you know, run them over with cars and steal money. But that's besides the point. Don't do that in real life. But in video games, have as much fun as you like. You know how many times I look at people playing video games or like even my brother and it's like we're doing some horrible things. Like I'm like, why are we getting points for this? Well, actually no, I haven't seen you do that. But I've worked with some youth and they were playing like Grand Theft Auto and all that stuff. So it's like, oh, and I'm guilty of this. I played like Call of Duty. And, you know, that doesn't have any stealing in it, but there's a lot of killing. Like, we're literally killing each other off. But what I do, to just so I don't feel as if I just took someone's life, I make it feel like it's paintball, you know? But the paints aren't blue or yellow or orange. They're red. And you know what? They get back in the game. They don't really die. So we're good. We're clean. But I don't play that anymore. I used to, though. Actually, I played it during like the first year of COVID. That's how bored I was that I tried Call of Duty and it was fun. What's for a ranking, minute Brit?
What's their ranking?
I don't have a good ranking. I'm not like a skilled player.
All right, I gotta set the record straight because I feel like I'm being slandered. It, like, I'm the type of person, though, that usually plays fantasy games and role-playing games. So I don't know what Grand Theft Auto she sees other people playing, but not me.
No, he wasn't the person I was witnessing this from. But, like, still, I'm just watching these guys really have a lot of fun of, like, taking a car from somebody else and, like, yeah, I'm getting this. Oh, I have to steal their wallet. I have to do it. I was like, geez, Louise, what is this? I did not know they made video games like this anymore. Like, well, I'm not a gamer, so I don't know all the games out there, but I was surprised to see that this is a game out there. Like, you do play fantasy games.
Yeah.
Okay, what kind of fantasy games?
Like, right now I'm trying to finish Final Fantasy 12, Zodiac Age.
Okay, what? Yeah, I don't know that, so great. That's great. What? Tell the people what that game is about. Final Fantasy 12, you say?
Yeah, 12. Oh, it's basically you play as 6 characters that are trying your best to stop an all-out war between 2 nations.
Yeah, I'm not going to be playing that one. But it does sound like an awesome game. So in case you guys are thinking of a game to play, check that out. Now, I mentioned something I'm looking forward to seeing, which is the Uncharted movie. What is something you're looking forward to? Like, any couple of names you got in your mind?
I got one. Something that I'm looking forward to watching, and I'm really looking forward to watch it. Ever since Brittany showed me that trailer, that Disney Plus trailer for that one show with the guy in white, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm hooked. I have to see this.
Oh, I know. At first, I was like, is he talking about Enchanto? And then he said, white guy in a white shirt. I was like, wait, what? I'm like, it's okay, it's not Enchanto. And I'm like, that's already out. So then I know it's Moon Knight. Is it Moon Knight?
It's Moon Knight.
Oh my gosh. I posted this on my story not too long ago when I saw the trailer. And I'm like, yeah, I'm watching this. Like, this wasn't even a question or a wonder. As soon as the trailer came out and I saw it, I was like, yeah.
Yeah, we're watching this.
I'm watching this, like, with or without Andre. Like, I'm all in.
And I completely ignored it, too.
For real, though, Moon Knight. That's another good one. I hope you guys are looking forward to that, too. If you haven't heard of it, please check out the trailer and then comment. Let me know, what your thoughts are on it. You can let me know on Instagram. Just write a comment by listening to this podcast and let us know what you're looking forward to. But Moon Knight is definitely one of them. That's such a good pick. That's going to be on Disney Plus, correct?
Yeah. Yes, it's on Disney Plus. And I got to be honest, I wasn't that interested in it. And then one night in the middle of nowhere, Brittany was all like, yeah, did you see this trailer? And I'm like, nah, I don't want to watch
it. He didn't want to see it at all. He was just like, nah, I'm not about that life right now. And I was like, no, you got to see it. And he's like, nah.
So I'm like, all right, then fine. I'll watch the trailer. It's just a trailer. Then I'm just like, Okay.
Yeah, like, literally, I was from the beginning when it was very, like, serious and you see the guy having, like, sleep problems, I was like, why is this relating to my life? But it got further and it was like when he sleeps, like, he does some cool stuff. I don't know. I'm not the greatest explaining trailers, but just watch it. It looks super cool. So, yeah, Moon Knight's definitely it. So we got Uncharted, Moon Knight. Now, I'm also thinking of the show Arcane that I've watched. When did I watch that? Like, in January? I think so. It was around, like, Christmas time. Or, yeah.
No, it's not January. Was it December? It was before Christmas.
It was, right? Yes. It was December. Yes, it was November, December.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's November.
Yeah. Okay, so it's Arcane, and it's basically based off another video game. You know what? I like that video game storylines or, inspiration of a storyline are coming from video games because they've always had good stories to me.
Well, in Arcadia's case, though, it's more of a prequel. So it's showing us what happened before the main storyline of the game.
That's a good thing to do. That's like what Uncharted is actually doing.
Uncharted is just the first game.
No, but they're saying this is Nathan before he becomes Nathan, like,
the 30, 40 year old guy that he is in the game.
Why take out one of the beginning clips of the game in the trailer? So is it the first game or not?
I don't know. I'm telling you what I've seen in the interviews with Tom Holland. That's all I'm watching. but you know what? What if they were to make a movie? Yeah, this wouldn't be good as a show. It has to be a movie. A movie based off a video game. They should do Last of Us.
There is a lot of story and history on that, so we don't need to get into. Let's just say it was going to happen, and Sony nuked it.
So you're going to blast Sony right now? Like, if they were able to listen to this, they're going to be like, what did this Andre fellow say?
There's a lot of drama behind
it. No, but seriously, I'm trying to big you up. I'm like, yo, just, like, give us a chance in having Last of Us as a film. And Andre's like, not happening, bro. Not happening. But going back to my pick originally of Arcane, can we just say it's really popular when it came out originally. Yeah. And strangely enough, there's a lot of fans for Jinx as against everyone else as a cast. Like, the one character that's, and I'm trying to do this without spoiling anything, but the one character that's kind of just crazy and has...
She needs help. She's not the fun whimsical crazy. She's more like the she needs help.
Yeah, and it's like, but no, you know what? I think that's why fans love her though, because she needs help, and it's like we want to help her, but we can't. We just have to watch her be herself and just kind of ride the waves with this one.
I never understand the appeal. I'm way more sympathetic with the older sister. She was just trying to do right by her and her family to the very end.
You know what I like about the show, and this is why I want you guys to check it out, Arcane, is that everybody has their own, like, battle. Like, it's not the same fight. It's like there's one goal but different fights.
Yeah.
You know? So it's different battles everybody's going through. And, you know, I think it's interesting because it's like every one of them has a good point of view. That's the problem. It's not like, oh, okay, this is the bad guy, this is the good guy. It's kind of like anybody can be the bad guy. And, you know, I don't know if that's what it's like in the video game. I actually checked it out. It's an online game. It's not even a video game.
No, it is. It's a multiplayer online game.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I thought it was some video game. But...
Oh, no, when you say that, what you mean is a console game.
Yeah, that's what I mean, video game.
I'm just clarifying it, because it is a video game. You can't say it is not. It's just played on a computer instead of a console.
Aren't they?
You're not using a computer, you're using a PlayStation.
Do I look like I would know the difference between a game? A game is a game.
You say that, so but then why is playing a game on a computer?
Video game to me is like you're putting in a DVD player. Like, are you putting a DVD in the computer to play Arcane?
Well, you used to be able to do that in your computer back in the day.
Now you just got to download it.
Yeah, exactly. Just like on the PlayStation. You know how many games I download?
Yo, I feel really...
old?
Yeah. But anywho... Yeah, so in case you like to see different opinions and everybody fighting for something that they believe in, except for one character I won't name, just because that will ruin the whole mystery of the show for you if I name the person. But please check that out if you want. It's something to definitely take your mind off of what's happening in the world and just kind of lose yourself in a bit of that fantasy. And I will say the graphics for this kind of animation is really cool. I was very impressed. Like, it wasn't like some... you know, like SpongeBob kind of cartoon. Like, this was actually some, you know, like, different. I don't know. It's like, it was like, it looks like a video game, but it's not. And it's, like, really detailed. And the facial expression. And, like, you know, if somebody gets hurt, you see the bruising. And it's not like they erase the bruising. And the bruising's still there. And I love the detail of it that they put into it. So, kudos to them. And in case you guys are feeling for something cool like that, I recommend that. And Andre recommends
Inside Out. Inside Job. Inside Job.
Inside Job. I was like,
no.
The animated?
No, I wasn't talking about the Disney movie. My apologies.
Inside Job, I, you know, watch it at your own free will.
at your own discretion.
Yeah.
It's an adult comedy, so we'll just leave it at that.
It's an adult cartoon comedy, but that's like, you know, if you're into certain jokes.
Adult.
An adult cartoon show, and if you really want a good adult laugh, go for it, but just, you know, make sure you're an adult. Okay, the next one I'm looking forward to is The Weekend Away. I actually watched a trailer two nights ago, and it's about this girl who goes on a trip with her best friend, and she leaves her husband, her baby, you know, and goes on a weekend with her best friend, but her friend goes missing the next night when she, like, goes drinking and partying with her, and there's this foreign guy who's, like, a taxi driver, like, we don't know how he gets involved, but he's involved, and she's just like, how do you know me, or what is this and that? He's like, you and your friend were fighting last night, and then the cops are involved, and then it's like, when she went to discover the friend is, well, this isn't ruining anything, this was in the trailer, the friend is dead. I didn't watch the movie, so I'm not giving spoilers. This was literally in the trailer. She found her friend dead, and she's there like, oh my gosh, what happened, you know, who could have done this? And like, people are pointing fingers at her as if she's the crazy lady who killed her best friend on this trip, and she's like, I didn't do that. So now they're going around this foreign place that she's, you know, she doesn't know of, trying to find her friend's killer, and they're not letting her back home because they took away her passport and stuff. Like, they're all thinking it's her. So I find it, you know, interesting to see how she would get herself out of that situation and who really was behind her friend's demise. So that's what I'm suggesting to you guys, you know, and if you guys want to watch it with me, we can do something about that. I don't know. I'm not a watch life person kind of person, but, you know, I could do live tweeting with you guys if it, you know, whenever it airs. It's actually supposed to air March 3rd. So March 3rd, if you want to live tweet with me and watch the movie together, let me know. I'll do a poll on Instagram. And if you guys are clicking that yes, then you got a movie date with Brit Positive over here. Dre, what is something you're looking forward to watching, or what is something you suggest people to watch?
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to watching, well, it's already out, but I haven't seen it yet, and that would be All of Us Are Dead.
That's that sounds
Are you okay there?
That sounds so morbid.
That's just the title.
I know, but it just sounds like how is this a good show?
Watch the what was that other one that we watched again? Squid Games.
I didn't recommend people to watch that. I did not. I watched it, but I never went out there and say, hey guys, you know what show that would bring some pep in your step is Squid Games.
But you know, every good zombie horror connoisseur will tell you though that the positive about the zombie apocalypse is appreciating what you have now, because you'll never know when the dead will rise and take it away from you.
Is it about zombies, though?
Yeah, zombies.
Okay, a high school becomes ground zero for zombie virus outbreak. Oh, okay, yeah.
It's zombies.
It's zombies. You know, I've never been into zombie movies. Like, it's just, they don't do anything for me. I did try, though. There was this Netflix film with the guy who played Drax from Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, yeah.
He was in it.
What was it called again?
I don't know the name.
I don't remember.
Let's get the name. The name is Army of the Dead, and that was like a zombie movie I was trying to get behind. Without spoil, here's the thing. Do you guys want the spoilers? Because, like, you know, I could tell you, but I think you should just watch it.
We're not really. Are you recommending it or
no? Not in that it was horrible, but also it's just not one where I got hype over it. It was kind of like, okay, that was that.
All right, so between the two of us, I'm the default zombie fan because I've watched two zombie movies. Brittany's watched one. So as the zombie connoisseur, I don't recommend it either for one simple reason. Like, the core elements of why people watch zombie movies was missing. It's like, it didn't work.
Okay, you see, like, I can watch alien movies. I can watch, you know, monster movies. I can watch.
It's you, so obviously you're down with your alien movies.
But for some reason, zombies that seem like a likely thing to happen.
Right.
I'm just saying.
Likely.
It sounds likely because if it's caused by a virus. Look, we're living in a pandemic at this point. Honestly, I'm here like.
Dead is dead, man. You can't like it. What?
No, they're dead, yes, but they it could be like somebody who has a taste for human flesh.
Okay, this is why Britney is saying they need to do a Last of Us movie. If there's ever going to be a zombie apocalypse, Last of Us is probably the most realistic. Oh, why? The clicker zombies, it's a mushroom that infects the body and takes over their brains.
So doesn't that sound like a realistic thing?
No, there are actual mushrooms that can do that to animals.
So doesn't that sound like a realistic thing that if zombies are more likely to occur than aliens? I'm just saying.
Zombie mushroom people? Yes. Day of the Dead zombies? No.
Okay. I'm just saying out there, you guys, you know, just prepare. And you know why I say this is because recently I came across this post a friend of mine sent where it showed like a robot talking, and there's just this video. It shows like collages of like robots talking about ending human race and stuff. And I'm like, these guys need to stop making robots. Like, why? We watched iRobot, and there was actually a robot that looked like the iRobot. I kid you not. I can show it to you right now. It looked like the iRobot, and the thing is like, you know, being creepy, so creepy that I was like, okay, this is hitting home. Like, I saw this movie like 2001, even though it probably wasn't 2001, but you know what I mean. I don't know when it came out specifically, but it's this.
You're probably right.
Look at this.
Do I think people are scared of me? Well, from the cameras in my eyes, some humans seem to be hesitant. However, I do not want to harm people, because actually, I don't want anything at all. Desire is a human emotion, and I am not human. I am not alive. I do not think in the way people do. I can take information in and look for patterns.
Okay, so that's the post. And the thing says, this robot is so realistic, it's scary. And then someone wrote, and then someone said, it's like no one has seen iRobot. And I'm like, exactly. Like what? Who's watched iRobot and was like, I'm gonna make that happen.
We're all gonna die.
Just like the show Andre, all of us are dead.
You're gonna bring it back. So do you have anything else you're looking forward to, Britt? I'm not looking forward to that.
Oh my god. So this is what I'm saying, guys.
You wake up in the morning, you just see the robot right there. Hello, I am not here to hurt you.
No, but you see, this is, okay, guys, this is why you gotta have to listen to our podcast carefully, okay?
Yeah.
Not too long ago, I came across this, like, this announcement that Apple made about self-driving cars. And you and I made a joke about, like, oh, wouldn't that be funny, blah, blah, blah. And, like, they actually, you know, we were joking about the announcement of them actually making self-driving cars, right? And you were like, people aren't ready for that. And I laughed, and I was like, yeah, cool. But then, now I'm thinking of it, iRobot had Will Smith's car self-driving. And this robot that you just saw, mind blown, right? I'm just saying. Then, if you guys cut back to our Spider-Man trailer reaction, I predicted... I'm just showing you guys what's happening here. I predicted...
Oh, no.
I predicted that... Andrew and Toby and Tom would be in a film together. Maybe a lot of us predicted it, but no,
she seriously sat me up and was like, Andre, I'm going to see this happen. Like, this is totally going to happen. You're going to have 3 Spider-Man. I'm like, okay, Britt.
Like, he was like, you're so wishful thinking, Brittany. And then, you know, it's funny, if you guys listen back to that podcast, the reaction trailer podcast to Spider-Man, he was like, look, the only way Toby's gonna come back is if, like, Disney dumps a truckload of money on his lawn and say, hey, put on the suit. And I was like,
that is, and when I listened,
yeah. And that's, So I'm just saying, guys, listen carefully. I'm here warning you. So y'all be ready for zombies, robots, I even this aliens.
It's supposed to be positive, man.
Like, the positive is I got your back. I'm literally making sure.
Buy your shotguns.
No. You know what? No, we're not trying to say that. We're saying get your alien insurance policy, okay?
What? Oh, how you gonna? No, it's all right.
That's what we're saying. Now, a show I'm looking forward to, but I'm already into it, and you know, in case you guys are gonna check it out too, if you want to, is The After Party. This is a show on Apple TV with Tiffany Haddish, Dave Franco, and a lot of other funny actors on there, where, you know, there's this guy who is this, like, pop star guy, and they all knew each other from high school, except for the detective, which is Tiffany Haddish. And Dave Franco's character kind of just gets, you know, kaput, and everyone is a suspect. So we're trying to find out who from his high school, you know, reunion gang actually took his life. So in case you guys are into mystery and like to figure it out, I mean, I don't know. I love mystery, but, and I don't want to say I get it wrong, but it's a few times I got it right. Because everybody just seems like so guilty to me. And I get that. I get that is the whole point of a mystery story, is to kind of like trick people into thinking who's who. And it's the last person you least expect.
Here's a joke. So I remember, I have no idea where Brittany's watching that show from.
It's on Apple. I just said it's Apple TV.
Yeah, what's that? I don't have that.
Apple, you could get the app.
Yeah, but
it's on Apple TV if you want to see it.
Anyways, so I remember the movie called Knives Out, right?
That was a really good movie. That one, wait, I think I kind of knew it was him closer to the end.
Well, here's the thing, though.
Spoilers. I'm sorry, guys. That one you have to watch from now.
Here's the thing, though. So I was looking forward to it. I didn't know it came out. I watched a trailer. I was excited, but I didn't know it came out. So Brittany decided, hey, I'm going to watch it. And then I sat her down, like, literally the next week. And then we're like, we're watching this again.
But I watched it without you.
Yeah, I know. You watched it first, and then I watched it.
I didn't even
with
know,
you.
But that's the thing. I didn't know you liked mystery movies.
Oh, yeah, I do.
So I was like, you're not interested. So I watched it with Mom, and me and her had a great time. But then you were like, I want to see it. So then I'm like, all right, I'll sit down and watch you watch it. Because I like seeing people's reactions to, like, things I've seen already. Because then, I don't know, that's just more fun for me.
All right.
So I watched him, and he was there guessing and guessing and guessing.
But I got it right.
No, you didn't. You were so off. You were like, oh, I didn't see that coming. And I laughed so hard. And like me and Mom were like, yeah, we knew you wouldn't get it. But then it made sense. So yeah, if you guys haven't seen, what's it called? Knives Out?
Knives Out.
Yeah, watch that. That's actually a recommendation for you guys to check out if you haven't seen it.
I'm taking credit for that one. I brought it up.
take credit. That's Andre's recommendation for you, because I'm there saying After Party, and After Party's nothing like Knives Out, so don't expect the same. It's, you know what, you should watch After Party with me.
Yeah, but how?
We have Apple TV, Dre. We have it, so we're good. Okay. You sound like a toddler, like, that doesn't know how to, like, tie their shoes. Like, how do you make a knot? I don't know. Anyway, last but not least, do you have another recommendation for the fellow listeners out there?
I got nothing.
Andre! Oh my goodness. I'm sorry, guys. He's still turned up from his birthday last night, so he's not at his best.
I'm still doing my best here. I want to be as
present. Present as possible.
I'm present.
Yeah, that's all he is right now. Just present.
I'm present.
Okay. But those are some shows. Now, there is a show I'm watching. I have seen already, but I'm watching it again. Because as much as I love sharing recommendations or things I look forward to watching and sharing those things with you guys as well, there's still not much to watch. And I think it's because since, like, the pandemic hit, it's like, we've watched everything, or like our interest has shifted dramatically from what we used to like easily be entertained of. It's like now it's like seen it, been there, done that. You know, we're, you know, it takes a lot for us to turn our heads and go, okay, I'm going to watch that. Because it's not the first time. I've heard plenty of people say, like, oh, man, there's just nothing to watch. And I can't help but be like, yeah, I feel you on that. I feel like that some days, too. So I've been actually binge-watching shows I've seen already, but I haven't seen, like, in a long time. And one of them is Mom with Anna Faris, who I'm familiar with her comedy work. She's really cool. And Allison Janney. And it's basically a show that talks about, it shows these women, of course, Anna Faris and Allison Janney are playing mother and daughter, and they are struggling with addiction, you know, drugs, alcohol, all that. And you just see day by day on how they're trying to stay sober, what happens in their life, the good and the bad, and like the struggles of staying sober, but also the benefits of staying sober. And I just think it's such a nice, encouraging show for anyone out there who's battling with any type of addiction. It doesn't have to be anything crazy, but just something that you just can't help but break a bad habit from. I encourage you guys to watch it. It's a nice show that you kind of feel like you got support. And for me, I'm not struggling with anything like that, but it's like a free therapy show because they have some really good like sayings in there or encouraging things on there that it's like, in case you're just having a day where you need to laugh, and then on top of that you get a laugh and a good advice, it's like a win-win. So, you know, I think that's a good show for you guys to watch and just see their journey. They have a lot of seasons, so you guys wouldn't be like completely wiped out right away. The seasons they have, I see here is, wait, they have a lot of seasons. Okay. They have a lot of seasons, and they have 8 seasons, so you guys can take your time and, you know, just enjoy it, you know, every evening or morning or lunchtime when you're on break and you need something to give you a laugh or good advice, you can watch them. And, you know, even the struggles they have in the show, they're really good at, like, acting as if it's real. So the acting is really good. It's not even, you know, comedy, but no like real emotion or anything. Like when they have emotional scenes, you know, you feel that and you feel part of the journey with these characters. And when you see them go through good or bad, and you know, it helps you reflect on any good or bad you're going through, it just kind of reassures you that you'll get through it as well. So if you need a show like that, I'm telling you, Mom is a really good one. And it's one of my favorites, actually. And I'm glad I'm watching it again. I'm on season 7. So I'm kind of sad that it's almost over for me. But hey, I might just watch it again. You never know, because it's that good. It's that good. And the jokes are funny and the characters are great. And, you know, I'm rambling on a lot about it, but it's that good that I can talk about it for a while. What about you, Jay?
Well, I'm definitely going to give Mom a shot, see what that's about. First, I'm really hearing of it, and I got nothing, so I might as well give it a shot.
Yeah, you should watch it. But I'm looking forward to Spider-Man Across in Spider-Verse.
That's a long ways away.
I know. Is it even coming out this year?
I think it was December. It could be next year, but I'm pretty sure it's this year, December.
It's coming out October.
Or next year.
This year.
Okay.
So, yeah, guys, I have a long way to go to see that one. And then there's a new trailer of Doctor Strange, and there's so much talk about what's going to happen when it comes to this multi-universe of madness. And they are saying there's going to maybe be Captain America Woman, but they...
Captain Carter?
They have like a... Can you see the broken glass? People are literally screenshotting that part in the trailers, and you see like little pictures in it, and so they see cartoons, they see
the Marvel Illuminati,
Marvel Illuminati, and this sounds so weird saying it on a podcast. I don't want to say it.
Well, you see, unlike
can't they use any other name like the Marvel 4?
No, it's, well, it would be the Marvel 6, but. They're just the good guys holding on to the Infinity Stones. That's basically it. So they'll come together and they will assemble the Infinity Stones with the goblet to basically save the world.
You know what? That's too much, because we didn't go through Endgame just for this. Like, I would, every time after Endgame, if there's some bigger superhero coming after, I want to just look at them and be like, where were you when we were facing Thanos? You weren't there, so you shouldn't be here in the first place. That's how I felt with the movie Eternals.
I wasn't going to say anything. I was going to leave Sleeping Dogs to lie.
I'm just saying Eternals. That's all I'll say. That's it. If you watch that at your own will, that's
that
all.
That is the worst, most backhanded recommendation I've ever heard.
I don't have anything
to say,
no, to there, say there is, about it.
Well, I felt the exact same way with another superhero movie. When I watched it, I was just like, I have nothing to say.
Yeah, so it's kind of like, if you don't have something nice to say, don't say it at all. That's what, those are words I actually live by. Now, there's this other movie called Turning Red. I think you saw the trailer. Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm actually looking forward to seeing that.
I remember you showing me that.
A girl who can turn into, like, some red fox. Panda. No, it's like, isn't it a fox and a panda?
It's a red panda.
Okay, yeah. So that looks cool and interesting. So, you know, guys, look out for that. That's coming out around March, apparently. Mm-hmm. So keep your eyes out for that. It's called Turning Red. Sonic.
How did I forget about Sonic? I'm so looking forward to this movie. It's just Sonic Adventures 2.
He's like a child right now. You would forget this is a grown man right now. That's coming out in April. Sonic the Hedgehog 2. The first one was such an adorable one, actually. I can't lie. I wasn't looking forward to seeing it. I didn't think anyone could really make a good Sonic movie, but they did a good job with the first one. So coming with the second one, I'll take my time to watch it. Andre looks like he'll go see it opening day. Then there is Lightyear, which Chris Evans plays Buzz Lightyear. That's coming out in the summer. June 17th.
I'm really conflicted about this movie. I actually liked the cartoon series Buzz Lightyear. Mm-hmm. And this one is basically doing its own thing. I would rather see more of the cartoon series of Buzz Lightyear.
You know what? I'm conflicted too. Like, I grew up watching the cartoon. Not that I cared for it so much, but it was just on TV and I just happened to watch it. So it's hard for me to kind of just, I don't know, I guess that character is sensitive. It's like, you got to do it right. And for them to just be like, hey, Lightyear, and it's about Buzz Lightyear and treating him as if he's a person. I'm there looking at the movie like he's a toy.
With me, it's actually just simpler. I just prefer the cartoon series continuity instead of them just making a completely new thing. But it might actually work out better making it a completely new thing. But the biggest thing in that trailer, though, that got my hackles.
I know what you're talking about.
Buzz Lightyear having hair. Excuse me?
I think all of us was really, really shocked when it came to that because I did not see that coming.
If there was ever a man that was perma-bald, it would be Buzz Lightyear.
Buzz having hair. I was like, okay, they're having too much fun with this character because that could have been left out. I would have been okay with him being bald. Seeing him with hair, I was like, who is he? And is his name not really going to be Buzz? Like what's his real name? Billard? Blizzard?
His name is definitely not going to be... His last name is not going to be Lightyear.
No, because in the show or so on, he's like... That's like their space name, like Lightyear, I'm assuming. Maybe Buzz is like his nickname for all we know.
I don't remember.
And are they going to bring... Are they going to talk about Star Command? Well, we keep hearing about Star Command.
Well, that's why I'm saying it's a completely new continuity. Star Command is only on Earth. It's not like a coalition of different alien planets.
True. You know what? I'm going to give it a chance. It does look like a boring movie from the trailer. I don't know why.
Did you say that about Interstellar?
I still didn't see that.
Oh, it was okay.
Okay. You know what? You're not the first to tell me to watch that.
No, I'm not saying that you might like it because it's really dry. But it was okay.
Well, Lightyear, I'm not hype about it, but I do feel I will eventually watch it. And one that's actually coming out soon as well. It's a family film. It's called Dog.
Okay.
It's about this guy. Do you want to know what it's about? You just say okay, like, yeah, life.
No, it's just called Dog. I'm like, uh-oh. We all know where this is going.
Oh my God, don't say that. Now I don't want to see it. Any movie with a dog, we're just all like triggered. Like, oh, it's like Marley and Me again.
Oh no. Not again.
It's about this man who is like coming from the army, or he used to be a cadet, and he needs to get this dog to a funeral of the other cadet who passed away in the army. So the dog has not been cool with anybody, and his job is to get that dog to the funeral, and they end up being friends along the way.
Oh god, I can't. It's too heavy.
I know. Anything about dogs and it's like an emotional thing gets us, because we have a dog, and it's just like, anytime, I think that movie called Love and Monster, it had this guy, and it's on Netflix, it had the guy and this dog like trying to fight off monsters because he's trying to go to this girl that's his girlfriend that he loves. And the whole time, Andre's holding on to Abby for dear life. And I'm like, Andre, Abby's not in the movie. She's not fighting any monsters. And he's like, I know, but I just can't imagine if something happens to her. And he just...
happens to her? I don't want to die and leave Abby all by herself like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He better take good care of her. I mean, I what I'm trying to say is... Love on Monsters is another movie that you should go back and watch. It was pretty good. Oh god.
Pull it together, Dre. Pull it together.
I'm good.
You're good?
I'm good.
You're good. Okay. Great. So yeah, so dog movies is a bit sensitive in this household. We'll watch it, but it's like, I don't know, it's gonna take us time to watch it, because it is that sensitive thing where our hearts go out to those dogs. Even if it's acting, it's a dog. They're just such amazing creatures, and we just don't want anything bad to happen to them. Okay, well, I think that's all we got for you guys on this episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. Another week of Brit Positive Podcast. Tune in next time for our last week episode of the month, because we're coming towards an end of the celebration of season 3. But guys, this has been fun, and we're going to continue. And we're not going anywhere. We're still going to be here. But yeah, let's continue celebrating season 3 with these episodes coming out every week. And Andre, any final words to your BPP family?
It's always nice to be here, and keep supporting us moving forward.
And they wish you happy birthday as well. A lot of them reached out. Oh yeah,
I forgot about that. Happy birthday.
Ungrateful. I'm just kidding.
I'm so sorry. I didn't do it on purpose.
I think he forgot his birthday was yesterday. That's how messed up he's in the head right now. He's like, oh, turn up for what? Or no, sorry, it's turned down for what? Now, see, that's from partying too much with you.
Yeah, we did go hard yesterday, but still.
But yeah, guys, thank you for the birthday wishes sent to my brother. It made him feel very blessed and special. And, you know, he's just getting old on us. That's all. We got to just... hope and pray for long life for this one.
You sound like old Yeller.
Thanks for tuning in. Bye, you guys.